Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. What if knowing the truth actually increases your danger before God? We've been walking through the book of Romans. We've gotten to Romans chapter 2 and we've looked at verse 16, but now Paul turns his attention directly to the religious insider. In Romans chapter 2 verse 17, he addresses the Jew who relies on the law and boasts in God. This is not an atheist. This is not a pagan. This is someone deeply familiar with Scripture, confident in their spiritual advantages. But confidence quickly turns into condemnation. Paul exposes how reliance on privilege slowly mutates into presumption. Knowing the law becomes trusting the law. Possessing truth replaces obeying truth. And proximity to God's revelation is mistaken for approval from God Himself. Now, this harmonizes with Romans chapter 2, verse 5, where Paul warned about a hardened heart storing up wrath. Privilege does not soften hearts automatically. It often hardens them when repentance is absent. So Paul is not denying the value of God's law. He is exposing the danger of boasting in it while at the same time breaking it. Religious confidence without obedience is not faith. It is self-deception. And the warning lands squarely on modern Christians. Churches, sermons, Bibles, theology, these are all gifts to us. But gifts misused become liabilities. And Jesus warned that those given much will be held accountable for much. And so the question is not what you know, but whether that knowledge has humbled you or inflated you. Pray this with me today. Lord, guard me from presuming upon spiritual privilege, and let your truth produce humility, repentance, and obedience. Pray for these two people with me today. Rama Bakchung and his family are national changemakers in Myanmar, and also the Igbo LifeWord broadcast for the people of Nigeria.